A stellar jobs report for the month of January.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the economy adds almost 250,000 jobs and the unemployment rate drops to a near three-year low. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 117 points right now at 12,822. The NASDAQ up more than a percent. S&P 500 up just a little less than a percent right now. And the big focus on Wall Street this morning is the January jobs report from the Labor Department. It came in a little more than an hour ago. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live now from Washington with the details of the report. Nancy, give us the headlines.
Hey, Jeremy, this is a really good jobs report. Better than a lot of people expected. The unemployment rate has dropped to 8.3%. 243,000 jobs were created, 50,000 of them in manufacturing, which, of course, has been a bright spot for the recovery over the past year. December and November jobs were revised upward. But one thing we really have to remember, Jeremy, there are still 5.5 million people who are long-term unemployed. That is, they have been looking for work for 27 weeks or more.
Indeed. Even with the good news that comes in, we are climbing out of a very deep hole. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. And let's get a reaction now from our regular Friday guest, Chris Lowe. He is chief economist with FTN Financial, and he's with us live from New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, give us your reaction. What do you make of this report?
Nancy said it's a really terrific report. What we like to see as economists is not just a good headline number, but decent details to back it up, and that's what we got. Widespread job gains, 50,000 in manufacturing, 21,000 in construction. Private payrolls up big, too. The only standout job losses here, government trimming 14,000 jobs. But, to post a big headline rise like we did despite that is terrific.
And, Chris, I noticed another thing in this report, which is that the unemployment rate did not really change for women, but it did come down for men. What does that tell you?
Well, that's right. And that's because the two really hard-hit areas in the recession, which were construction and manufacturing, both did quite well this time. Those are male-dominated industries. The male unemployment rate went up a lot more in the recession than the female unemployment rate. So we expect it would come down faster. That's actually been one that's lagging. So it's a good sign.
And quickly, Chris, any chance that this is just a momentary piece of good news that we'll head right back down again?
Well, it could be. You know, last year we had a string of decent reports early in the year, and then high gas prices sort of snuffed out the economy. I think it'll be different this time, though, because consumers overseas are likely to buckle under high gas prices before we have to worry about it here in the U.S.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com.
Tomorrow, Nevada Republicans will voice their opinion on which presidential candidate should face President Obama in the election this fall. And the issue of housing is likely to be front and center on voters' minds. Nevada led the nation in foreclosures last year. And so it is where we launch coverage from our new Wealth and Poverty Desk. Here's Marketplace's Sarah Gardner.
Meet Tom Wedeen, husband, father of three, and hurting homeowner.
This is our cul-de-sac. I call it foreclosure lane.
Wedeen, his wife Denise, and their daughters live in Enterprise, a middle-class suburb just south of Las Vegas. Their street isn't even a decade old yet, but it's seen plenty of trouble.
There's 11 houses on it. Nine have been foreclosed, two of them foreclosed twice.
Wedeen fears his house will be next. The couple used to run a small business fixing properties damaged by fire or burst water pipes. But since losing that business during the housing bust, the Wadeens have struggled to make payments on their four-bedroom home.
It was about a year that we started having to use credit cards to survive.
In fact, Denise says, they haven't made a payment in months.
So I guess we're just kind of waiting for that sticker on our door right now. I do look every day.
Like many Nevada homeowners, the Wadeens are stuck. Their house is worth a mere third of their $450,000 mortgage. They can't make any money selling the house, and even if they could sell and move, the job market isn't that promising elsewhere. Tom says, funny thing is, when times were good, their suburban street attracted some riffraff.
Well, I think because drug dealers could buy houses for no money down.
Since all the foreclosures, though, the Wadeens say decent families have moved in. They're hoping a new state law that makes it harder for banks to foreclose will buy them some time. Tom's busy hunting for a new career, and the family just filed for personal bankruptcy to get out from under some old business debt.
It's a new road for us to travel on. I wish we weren't there, but it basically is going to give us a fresh start, and you know that's what we need. I'm 47. I don't have too much time to get another start going and be able to generate an income.
One saving grace, Wadeen says, Denise's part-time job at Starbucks. It doesn't begin to pay the bills, but it's the only reason they have health insurance. In Enterprise, Nevada, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And Kai Rizdahl will be hosting a special broadcast from Las Vegas later today on Marketplace. Finally, to a supermarket in the UK called Sainsbury's, which sold a product called Tiger Bread. The crust of the bread looks sort of like the side of a tiger. Well, actually, as a three-year-old girl named Lily Robinson wrote in a letter to Sainsbury's, it should be called Giraffe Bread because it looks more like a giraffe. Sainsbury's agreed with Little Lily. And now, all across the UK, it is called Giraffe Bread. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The Republican presidential race moves to Nevada this Saturday, but what do the voters really think?
I think our economy sucks.
I am so optimistic for the things that are going to happen.
I am hopeful that the economy will get better because I would like a job.
The Real Economy, our special election coverage live from Las Vegas, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.